Welcome to the 2022 World Cheerleading Championships. Nearly 3,000 athletes from over 50 countries will compete here.
On a stage, cheerleading squads throw members into the air. They flip over and land upright. A wheelchair user in a Wales top is guided through a venue by a teammate. The Wales squad practice a cheer.
I really feel like we can do this and we can do just so well for ourselves, let alone everybody else. It's like cheering us on and everything else like that, okay? We've all 100% got this, and I really believe in us as a team and as individuals.
World is big. It is literally the biggest competition out there for cheer.
The moment to go out to compete, oh my God. It feels like you don't want to go on, your tummy's turning, like you're going to be sick.
You've got the crowd, you've got everyone screaming, and it's just, it's almost like you get like superhuman strength.
All of this hard work and all of these years of training comes down to 2 minutes and 15 seconds on the mat.
In training sessions, people were saying, oh, yeah, we're going to try and go for gold this year. And I was like, yeah, OK, thinking that we didn't really have that much of a chance. And then we got to Florida, and I remember thinking, oh, we really do have a chance of getting gold.
The anticipation is killing you. The anticipation is killing you because you know within the next couple of seconds the music will come on. Once the music is on, 2 minutes and 15 seconds rolls. Boom.
Close-ups of the faces of squad members, male and female, standing in formation, in half light, in their red and white tops. Blood, sweat, and cheer. A town nestled between rolling hills, then young people in gym gear outside a building with the sign Gymfinity. Tredegar, South Wales, 12 weeks earlier.
So, the plan for today is as such. First thing we're going to do is work the Antonio piece of the routine. We're going to work that for a while, probably a good hour. Okay. After that's been worked, yes, then we're going to work on the chant. So that's where I'm trying to focus our energy today. Does everybody understand what's going on? Okay, here we go.
Ready?
And she's up, she's up, she's mounted. One, two.
Adaptive
three,
Abilities is a team of disabled and non-disabled athletes all competing together as one team.
Eight, one, two, three.
These athletes have trained for years in order to be able to try out to get onto this team. So these are the athletes that we're taking to the top. In the world.
Let's go from the beginning and put the whole thing in the tumble in into it. And set, five, six, seven, clean, eight. One,
Sabrina,
three,
coach,
four,
Team
five,
Wales
six,
Adaptive
seven,
Abilities.
Eight.
On a gym mat, team members do backflips, join arms, then flip forward in synchronization. Groups of three lift up teammates who flip round in the air. Libby, base.
We have some visible and non-visible disabilities on the team, but we don't really focus on who's disabled and who's not. I think that's quite good because it means you're not thinking, oh, I'll go easy on them because, you know, they're disabled, because we don't know.
Five, six, seven, eight, one.
Antonia, base, is a wheelchair user.
Come off nice and straight and tidy.
I am primarily a base. It's the tumblers that do the tumbling. I'm not going to be tumbling. I don't want my head under my wheelchair.
So you want us to go down on the
dirt.
Tabby, base, demonstrates a move.
My role is almost being a big support mechanism. I'm everybody's hype woman. I like everyone to know that they're the best. I'm the gobby one of the team. That's what I am.
No, Brad,
base.
Only four counts. And
I'm the only boy on Team Wales Adaptive. People's taking the mick out of me, yeah. Like cheerleading, just going around with pom-poms, dancing. What I do is I show them a video on my phone of actually what I do. And then they stutter their words. They're like, oh, okay. So you don't do pom-poms? I was no.
Okay, let's go again.
for us. There's all year practicing, all with this one aim of going to the World Championships.
The World Championships will be held in Disney World, Florida.
Worlds is going to be an amazing opportunity to go out there and compete. We can really achieve something for our country here.
If we win, oh my God, it'll be insane.
They have just 3 months to perfect their routine. A squad member's lifted into the air, rotates, and is caught by three teammates.
Benny, set, two, three, four, dip five, to the top. One, two.
Tabby and Antonia's stunt group is central to the routine.
Do we feel ready to do this?
Are we going for it?
Amazing. Here we go. One, two, hit three, hit four, five, six, seven.
As a base, you do have a lot of responsibility. Our priority is the flyers' safety.
Seven, two, one, down, three, ladder off, five.
You have to be completely in sync with your other base.
It was here, and then it was down, and it's easy to...
Stunting with the wheelchair is difficult because you've got to be underneath the flyer and so has your seated base. Antonia's so good at telling me where to stand, where to put my hands, where to put my legs and everything else.
One girl's lifted, falls backwards and is caught. Tabby and Antonia high five.
I think it's a really good partnership. I've really, really enjoyed basing with her.
Okay, that was definitely a better run.
Fingers crossed the judges think it looked good.
Okay! Brad, you and Brad had this made. Everybody thank Brad for the cake!
Brad is brilliant. He makes me laugh. He's a good friend to everyone on the team. Everyone gets along with him. He's a great mate.
Just can't wait for you to get your pom-poms out. Can't wait for him to start using them. See what he's like.
Hey, leave my pom-pom.
We wish we could do that.
Yeah. I'm good with pom-poms. You've seen that?
You could just fell off a ladder the other day.
Currently work on my dad. Basically, carpentry, plumbing, electrics.
It comes down a step ladder, right? And I thought I was, like, close to the floor. I stepped off and I was on my gun.
I love working with my dad. We can get on each other's nerves, though. He knows more than me, so that's all I'm saying, and I think I know more than him.
Building steps outside a house.
I have got autism and ADHD. My ADHD is another level. Made me play up in school because I couldn't control it back then. But now I've got a lot older. I can control it.
A bit more water on you, Dad, reckon?
Yeah, a bit more water.
My autism affects my day-to-day life by meeting new people. You go into really shy mode with autism and hard to be around people. But, like, being in a team, like Team Wales Adaptive, has helped me. Like, before I joined that team, I was like, oof. Like, do I want to be around people that much? No. But I joined then, honestly, being around the people that I've been around in Team Wales helped me. It's insane. Like I've always been around them people.
Outdoors, a group of squad members in their red, white and green team T-shirts walk along together, smiling. Antonia's wheeled towards the door of the gym. Inside, Coach Sabrina's facing the squad leading a session. 8 weeks to go.
So I want to get straight stuck in. Everybody, show those counts to me like you know them. Everybody, show me six. Show, move, 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 show me seven.
I have a schedule in my head to make sure that we get done what we need to get done at each training session.
Four.
But with an adaptive abilities team, of course, you never know what's going to happen in the course of training.
So everybody go to the beginning of the routine, please. Antonia, do you want to come up to the front and watch?
With COVID restrictions increasing, Antonia's made a tough decision. She pulls out of the World Championships.
The plan is now to move Karis a little bit more central in the routine.
So basically, I'm exempt from jabs and so is my mum because we've got a problem with our mast cells. And that basically means that, you know, we could get there and say, oh, I've got an exemption, but, you know, we don't want to risk it.
So I thought, you know, I'm just going to have to say, like, look, this year I can't do it.
So you guys will move back to where you were before, and you guys will move back to where you were before.
So we've obviously had the really bad news that Antonia's not going to be able to come to the United States. So what we've done behind the scenes is we've rearranged the routine. We had 22 on the team. Now we have 21 on the team. We have some adjustments to make. So today is the adjustment day. I don't want you to stress, because I realized I asked you to do one thing, and now I'm asking you to do something completely different. And I apologize, but I didn't, you know, it's just the way it goes. Okay? Okay.
One cheerleader's lifted up while the bassist hold her feet. She flips around in midair, then drops into their outstretched arms. A gas canister's carried into the gym and set down on the floor. Above it, a shelf stacked with gleaming trophies runs along the wall.
All right, team, let's come across, please. We're going next door. By the way, it's cold in there. Bring a sweatshirt.
The squad troop towards a curtained doorway and go out of the main gym hall. Meanwhile, two adults tend to Antonia, who's gone into anaphylactic shock.
Obviously, Antonia's not very well right now. This is something that she goes through on a regular basis.
It was upsetting for the team, because obviously we don't want to see a teammate going through something like that. It's something you think you want to kind of be there for her, but then you also have to focus on the training. So we had to move rooms to make sure she was safe and that we, whilst we were training, we were away from her.
The squad practice synchronised movements.
So what was pre-discussed was that we would carry on because she doesn't want us to stop on her behalf. This was, as I said, a pre-discussed conversation. The team know that, and the team know that we need to push forward.
Two members balance awkwardly.
This is literally the reason why this team is here, is to allow people like Antonia to be able to do what they love, and Antonia has a huge love for it. So we're quite happy to take a step back and take a bit of time out, so long as she's okay.
Tumbling in the gym, the town at the foot of wooded hills, then two portable oxygen machines.
What else do you need?
My other meds.
Are you leaving your fluids on or are you disconnecting?
Yes, so just connect my fluid.
Okay.
I've got quite a few conditions. I often have seizures after the anaphylaxis, and that can be really dangerous.
This is something I could not live without, setting spray.
Team Wales, they were so supportive and really helped a lot. And it wasn't, you know, I had that happen a few times, and every single time they were amazing. I'm so proud of myself for walking. Everyone told me that I wouldn't be able to do it, and I've smashed that. I decided that it would be wrong for me to go to Worlds. I didn't want my team to have to get to Florida and say, I can't do it, and then them have to re-block the whole routine. I don't think that would have been fair because of the level of respect they'd shown me. I think they deserved that kind of level back.
Straight to the gym.
It's like skiing.
I love it. It would be probably quite a lot easier for me and everybody if I didn't do cheerleading. Ooh. But I do cheerleading because it makes me feel energised and happy and calm at the same time. But I love cheerleading.
In slow motion, one squad member's thrown into the air, arms outstretched, then spins around as she descends. Another backflips on the gym mat, landing neatly on both feet.
Go again!
The squad get into groups.
In a cheer routine, you've got your stunts, which happen within your stunt groups. You've got your tumble elements in the routine. And then you've got your dance and jump elements within the routine.
Cheerleading is scored by a team of judges. Sharp choreography will earn the most points.
When I'm asking you to go boom, 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 hit, clean, then that's what that has to be. And it can't be soft, clean, because that's not going to pop. That has to pop.
Rhiannon, bass.
It's a lot to sort of process at the moment, but I think we're ready.
And Karis, do you need a rest? You're resting.
Okay. Karis, bass.
Got it? Okay.
This is my prosthetic. It's number 5 or 6. I've got quite a few. We call it the stump. And my nickname is Stumpy.
Bespectacled Karis' prosthetic leg is covered in a Welsh flag pattern. Brad.
Karis and Rhiannon, seeing them two sisters in the same routine, they're idols, man.
Karis and Rhiannon practicing moves with other cheerleaders.
We're quite competitive against each other.
We'll always like look at each other and say, we got this. She is the sassy queen, as I say.
Rhiannon's long hair is dyed a mixture of pink and purple.
Rhiannon, she's a cheerleader. She lives her life like a cheerleader. You know, she, like her face, the way she goes about things, she is a cheerleader.
Rhiannon's facials are so insane. They're amazing. They make you want to have facials like that.
We started with ballroom first because of running the family. Mummy used to do it, my auntie used to do it as well. I'd say we must have been about 3 or 4, is when cheerleading came in.
I think the first time I was put in a stunt, I was still in nappies.
No, Karis, I feel like you need to be there because you need to practice that, Karis. Here we go, girl, here we go.
When I was born with club feet, so my feet, instead of being straight and flat, they were up and inwards. When I was 7 was when we like all sat down really and talked about amputation because I had seen it in a magazine. And I was like, well, that's something I want. And so when I had the consultation with the doctor, I was like, that was the first thing I said to him was, please take my leg off.
It's never been something she's looked back on. And,
no.
And it's benefited her, but you know, she's always on a laugh and a joke with
yeah.
it. And we can't take her serious because, like, she's nicknamed Stumpy. And, you know, when we get people going, you can't call her that, you can't do that, or you can't say that. And it's just like, yeah, we can.
Yeah. Like, it's part and parcel of who we are.
And it's back on.
Listen, we are doing a stunt run.
Stunts are scored on a clean execution. Slips, wobbles, and falls lose points. Libby and her group lift a teammate up.
I am a side base. I base with Brad and Isabel, and then I have my front base, Ellie. And we all really work together to lift me up, who's our flyer.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, down, 3.
When your stunt hits, so when everything goes perfectly, it's a really good feeling because you know you can do something that loads of other people can't.
They toss their flyer up, then catch her.
So now that was much, much better. 1, 2, 3,
Libby punches the air, elated.
High five.
Everybody, please get a drink, come back, and we're going to chant.
I brought the best bottle ever.
Where are you going, to run a marathon?
Libby's amazing. She's one of my best friends from cheer. She's like a sister to me. I feel safe with Libby there. She's strong.
Brad and Libby playing pool in an amusement arcade.
Nice. I take it easy.
In school, I'm doing my GCSEs at the minute. Because we train for so long and we train a lot, it is hard to find those moments to revise in between it. The world is now, and my exams are like a month after that, so I probably prioritised training and worlds before school.
At home, Libby brings out photo albums.
Do you want to hand that to me? Oh, you got it.
Got it.
That's me.
I've been cheerleading for about coming up to 9 years now. I've always been really, really close with my mum and my grandmother. This is my mum and me. And then down here is my nan and granddad. So in 2019, my mum was diagnosed with breast cancer. As we were going into a lockdown, she got the all clear from cancer. And a few days after, she contracted COVID. When she got COVID, she ended up going to hospital. And after a month of being in hospital and having the doctors give her the best care possible, she sadly passed away just over a year ago now.
Photos of her mum and grandparents.
Not long after my mum passed away, my nan also passed away. I think it was 2 days was the difference. It was a really short space to take everything in, and it was difficult.
Libby nods slightly, looking pensive.
I don't remember those couple months. It was all such a blur.
A row of cheerleading medals.
When I go to cheer, it's like they weren't upset. They were more there looking for me, looking to see if I was okay. And it was nice to have somebody being upset with you, but it's also nice to have somebody just to laugh with you all the time.
Okay, here we go.
Ready?
One more time, please. We nearly got this.
Everyone needs something to help them focus again, help them get out of those bad places, and I find cheer is mine. It makes me feel so much better in every sense.
In Gymfinity, Libby moves in sync with her teammates. 5 weeks to the World Championships.
Today, we're going to work through the routine, first for all the counts, then for all the stunts. Okay, here we go.
One formation is worth more points than all the others.
From the beginning of pyramid, Savannah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
The pyramid.
Ready? And 1, 2, 3, 4.
To score maximum points, all three stunt groups must be perfectly synchronized.
When you're doing a pyramid, everybody has to work together. One little slip could send everything a bit askew. So there's a tremendous amount of teamwork that has to go on and support for each other.
As the squad rehearse the pyramid, one of the three flyers loses her balance and drops down.
Yes.
A lot of panic.
What happens is as soon as somebody goes wrong, then that infects the whole team, and we need to just keep that positivity that everything's going to be okay. We need to stay calm. That comes with experience, which you need to keep running on.
So we have to be committed to making everything happen at every time. And the way I felt was in the pyramid, if we hadn't screamed, pick it up, make it happen, that people would have then gotten disheartened because there was one little piece of the pyramid that didn't happen. If one thing goes wrong on the floor, what you have to do is make sure that that does not then infect anything else. And it does not matter. It's wiped away, and we carry on and we push harder. Let's go again. 1, 8, 3, go, 5, 6.
Drilling is everything. If we don't hit it enough times correctly, then there is the chance that it will be hit incorrectly. And especially when you're in a pressure cooker, especially when you're standing there representing your country.
Go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That's a lot on your shoulders. So you have to have it drilled. If you haven't got it drilled, then you won't know what to do.
We are dipping on 3. Let's go again. That was much better.
You push constantly through the training session. You have to listen to corrections from your coach. You have to constantly make those changes to make the routine perfect. And it's about giving 110% effort, really, because 100% won't really cut it.
They go through the routine again, the flyer tumbling over and landing in the base's outstretched arms.
It's absolutely amazing to see these athletes who have had serious struggles, but they're getting on that floor, and no matter what happens, they are pushing through, and that's amazing. It's a lesson for me. It's a lesson for everyone that whatever life throws at you, you keep going.
Outdoors, Brad's at work, drilling a hole into a stone-clad wall, then inserting a metal pipe.
I didn't always want to be a builder.
At 16, I had thoughts about going in the army. It's just something I've always wanted to do. Like, my uncle did it. Quite a few of my cousins did it. My mate did it. Sadly, he passed away. He got shot in Afghan, which was painful, I guess.
Are you getting on, Brad?
Not bad, not bad. Just trying to level this out.
He taps the wall with a hammer.
That's when I went into the downfall of my depression kind of area. I went down.
He goes back to his task. Later, he's in the gym.
The depression was... It felt like you just didn't want to be here. Like, you didn't want to be on the world. Like, no one was with you. You didn't have no friends. Like, you were just crying all the time. And it came to a point where I just had enough. And, yeah, I tried taking my life.
Brad nods and gives a tight smile. Back at his building job, he hammers the wall.
I was literally probably about that close to doing it. And then that's when I took a time, took a seat, breathing, heavy breathing, and that's when I went downstairs and told my mum. If I didn't have the support I did with Chile, then who knows where I would have been now. I literally can't thank everyone for my support that they've given me. Like, you have bad feelings outside the cheer, but once you hit that cheer gym and you go in that cheer gym, your feelings go. It's just like a whole different place where you don't have to worry about your feelings. You go in that gym, you're just happy. It's your happy place. I get it. Other people think that about boxing, hockey. Do what you gotta do that makes you happy, really. You only live once, like you really do.
4 weeks until the World Championships. Two of the cheerleaders backflip across the mat, one after the other, while the rest of the squad stands in a line looking on. Sabrina.
Yay! We love a jet floor, it's our favourite thing.
One girl cartwheels but lands awkwardly.
You okay? Take a breather though, just chill.
At the World Championships, we are on a hard floor, which means that the floor is not sprung underneath our mats. Every gym that we practice at has full sprung floor, so the athletes need to get used to a hard floor, especially for their tumbles. Things land a lot differently on a hard floor.
Weird.
It is a lot different.
Yeah. Doesn't feel good on the ankles.
And the shoes are.
In a practice session, Brad and Libby's group is struggling with a stunt.
That group is still going, right? So we can't give up. If you have a mistake in the routine, you will still carry on. We are not at any time going to give up. Okay, guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're just having one problem with one stunt, which is the full around.
We're going to go one more time.
Mia, she's a really good flyer, but I think we're lifting it too high. Me and Libby ain't getting closer to each other, but we'll do it.
Brad and Libby's group lift Mia up, hold her, and catch her again. The group high fives, and Brad jumps into Libby's arms.
100% we're ready for Florida. 100%. Yeah, 100%. This team's an amazing team. And we're going up to Florida, what can we say? Let's do it.
Rhiannon's got a Wales top.
Actually seeing the uniform makes me more excited that it's actually happening. You just work so hard for it and you want to prove to so many people you can do it.
I am unbelievably excited for Wales. It's like a big family holiday.
Driving along a highway, a sign reads Disney World. Then Karis and Rhiannon in an American diner.
I love the vibe in here.
Proper American diner.
Yeah.
Elvis.
It's an American burger.
Oh, that looks good.
When we were out in Florida, we were just completely overwhelmed.
As soon as we got there, we were like, oh my God, we're here. Excitement overload.
Yeah.
The sisters are in the Disney World amusement park, gazing at the various attractions. Rhiannon's wearing a Minnie Mouse headband. The sun going down, then in daytime, the cheerleading squad on their team bus.
Is it on there? Is it actually on there?
So, we are just going to Top Gun to our training.
Two days until the World Championships. Arriving at a gymnasium, the Top Gun gym is home to one of the best cheerleading teams in the world.
Come on, guys, quick, let's go, let's go!
Like such a bigger gym to like what we're used to.
Yeah,
I think, but yeah, it's really cool.
They are very well known in the cheerleading world, so it's a pretty big privilege for you training right now.
This is the team's last chance to iron out any problems before the World Championships.
Ready, guys, focus, let's go, let's go. And 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4.
We knew that that was the only time we had to get things done. And when you know you only have a certain amount of time to get things done, things do become stressful.
Quiet! We now go to the 360 and the double down.
Come on, Mia, we got it.
A double down is when your bases throw you from a prep level up in the air and then you spin twice in a circle really fast and then you land on your back.
One, two, three.
Brad, Libby and their group throw Mia up. And she lands on her front.
Double downs are like one of my biggest fears. I'm like, I know I can do them, but when I can't do it once, I won't do it for a long time again.
Lock that leg.
You're just stressing yourself out.
Right, take it slow.
Stay calm. You got it.
Here we go.
Right, let's do that. Got it.
It stressed me out a lot, and then it put off the other aspect of the stunt section because me worrying about the double down.
They lift Mia again, and she drops to the floor.
Okay, Mia, yes? We're going up on a locked straight leg. We're squeezing our core, we're squeezing everything together. Let's go. Ready? Here we go.
I'm going to be honest, it went quite bad. It didn't go as we wanted it to go. I think we were all just hot and bothered, nervous.
Everyone just shouting at each other if something goes wrong. It was the most stressful training session I've been to.
Everything is going to go just fine. If we panic, it goes to pot. If we don't panic, this will be fine.
Okay, let's go again!
You have to impress the importance of the situation on the athletes, but you can't go too hard on top of the athletes. If you go too hard on top of the athletes, what happens is you stress them out. Then you have athletes in a mental game thinking that they're not in the place they need to be. And you want the athletes to be in the place they need to be mentally before they compete.
A cheerleader stands eyes wide, face tense, holding out both arms, ready to begin a routine. In slow motion, Mia and the group practice the double down again, and this time she lands on her back. The Wales team stand in a line to perform a cheer. Sabrina.
There's some things I had to take care of, but I'll take care of them. So, we just have to keep a positive attitude on the team.
The Welsh squad leave the gym and walk across the sunlit parking lot to their bus, carrying their backpacks. The day of the competition. A hotel with a tree-lined parking lot. Inside a bedroom, Base Ellie studies her reflection in a mirror and douses her ponytailed head with hairspray. Brad and Libby are with her.
The thought of just that big crowd, like audience, of loads of people just frightens me.
How do you feel about the stunt with Mia? Stunt?
Been nervous. Don't want anything to go wrong.
Yeah, we'll get the stunt. We'll get it today.
COVID has prevented some teams from travelling. So Wales face a head-to-head with the world's biggest cheerleading nation, the USA. Libby.
Team USA, they normally do really well in all the categories they're in. They're in most categories and they normally win all of them.
Wales is like 3 million people.
and the United States is like knocking on 400 million. So we're talking about like two completely different situations here.
World is absolutely everything to me. I just cannot wait to get in that arena and say, I've done it, I've made it.
I can't even describe how it would feel to win. Just to know that Little Wales could do it would be phenomenal.
Walking out with that Team Wales kit on, representing your country, is going to be overwhelming. You don't know, you could have a bad day on the day you compete or something, and it just sends your nerves through the roof.
Brad looks pensive. Libby.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit nerve-wracking, but I feel like we can do it.
It's our time to shine now. You're on the stage. Do what you got to do.
Back in the UK, Antonia poses in her kit.
Above a bit. It's a really kind of bittersweet day, not being with them, but I'm gonna love watching them because they've worked so hard and I'm just rooting for them loads. I just want them to do really well.
Oh, they're announcing it.
Welcome to the 2022 World Cheerleading Championships. Nearly 3,000 athletes from over 50 countries will compete here.
On the stage, various teams show off their tumbling skills. Backstage, the Welsh squad, in their red outfits, gather in a circle.
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Go Wild for Wales!
We've all 100% got this, and I really believe in us as a team and as individuals.
Yeah. We are so strong.
We got it.
Yes, yeah, we've got it.
So nerve-wracking backstage. Your heart is pounding, almost coming out of your chest.
Take a big breath in. And expel everything negative out. And let's just enjoy every single second!
Tabby beams at the team.
It is surreal. This isn't real at all. This is so exciting. We are finally getting to show the whole world our routine.
Everything that we do goes into 2 minutes, 15 seconds, and that's it. That's all you've got to show the judges and the world what you're capable of and what you've been working towards for months.
Clutching hands. Brad leads the squad out onto the stage, waving. In the front row, spectators wearing red and green sitting on the floor wave a large Welsh flag. Five of the girls stand at the front of the stage. As the team launch into their routine, they flip backwards to join their teammates and form five groups. The group in the centre execute the double down move. The team move forward and jump in synchronisation.
You got the jumps out the way and move to the stunt. I was like, right, this will work, this will happen, it will go well.
Brad and Libby's group lift Mia up.
It was ticking in my head saying, I know this stunt's going to come up, I know it's going to come, it's going to come, it's going to come now.
Mia and the other flyers flip and land as one.
Your adrenaline's going. You don't think what you do. You go for what you've been taught.
Mia leads the other flyers in a perfect double down.
It hit perfectly.
It wasn't even like, oh, we managed to hit that. No, it was like, we hit it and we did good.
Every single time they dismount correctly is just another tick on your list.
The flyers flip with brio. Then the tumblers take centre stage with their gymnastic moves.
So you are like ticking, 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 ticking. And you know if they can just get the pyramid done, we
our home.
The team lift up three flyers ready to perform the pyramid. The middle flyer poses, while the two flanking her flip head over heels, then are caught by the bases. At home in Wales, Antonia's watching the live-streamed broadcast on a screen.
Yes!
Yes, it's going to be amazing.
The bases hold up four flyers in a synchronised lift. The flyers balance on their teammates, two raising their legs in a balletic stance. Then they drop down, join the others in a synchronised routine, and end up facing the spectators in a dramatic pose. At home, Antonia beams.
That was so good. They hit everything.
Look at tabs.
They hit so well. They literally hit everything. I'm literally, I'm so proud of them.
Backstage, group hugs. Rhiannon's tearful.
I remember thinking, do you know what, we've put out a really good routine. It's, you know, anybody's game. But then we hadn't seen Team USA, so we were none the wiser as to what had happened.
Back on stage, the Wales squad stand in a group opposite the American team.
Last time for the last results. Here we go, Captain
Phil. The Welsh cheerleaders look nervous as they clap, then grip each other's hands.
The anticipation is killing you. The anticipation is killing you.
Here we go. Silver medalists for 2022 goes to USA.
They announced second place, and as soon as they called USA, we were all like, oh my God, is this real?
2022 gold medalists and world champions, Team Wales.
The Wales squad with Sabrina leap up and down, then hug each other. On a big screen, sparkles surround a giant gold championships medal.
We did it. We're world champions. To have that feeling and to have it next to your name, you're a world champion, is like, oh my God.
Gold medals and world champions, Wales!
The team pose with their flag.
To be given a gold medal, that was like, oh my, look what we've achieved.
We've just shown what our little country can do.
Tabby shows off her medal.
We did it! Everything that we've been goaling for has worked. And it's not only that the athletes hit on the floor, it's that they hit inclusively on the floor, that they were there for each other on the floor, that they all, like, loved each other on the floor.
We did it! We did it!
That's a moment in life that doesn't always happen, but we have this moment to cling on to.
On a video call, they wave to Antonia at home.
Everything we've done, it shows that even if you have got a disability, you can still go out there and rock that floor.
The world champions pose with their gold medals and the Welsh flag. Libby finally managed to get her revision done and now plans to study film at college. Antonia continues to train and has started dancing with Ballet Cymru. Brad is enjoying life as a world champion, but still doesn't own any pom-poms. Caris and Rhiannon are excited about next year's trip to Florida and have already booked a hotel.